Hi there. Come on in. Hey, have a seat. How have you been since our last appointment? Are you sleeping better? Oh, good, good. I'm really glad to hear that. Yeah, the medication absolutely does help a lot with that. Okay, so last time we talked about your recent progress, which has been good. You've been putting in place some of the techniques we've talked about to help you manage your anxiety. You're starting to be able to really question the validity of some of those negative thoughts. And generally, you feel like you've been coping a lot better with everything, yes? Yes, definitely encouraging progress. That's great. But I do remember towards the end of our last session, you touched on some things that are still bothering you somewhat. Some feelings of guilt and shame with regard to certain thoughts and urges that seem to really plague you. Do you remember? Yes, we didn't really have a lot of time left to discuss it, but I got the distinct impression that there was quite a lot of that you're repressing. So I thought we could explore that a little further today. What do you think? You're okay with that? Okay, excellent. Well, let's move over to the couch. That's it. Lie back and get nice and comfortable. Close your eyes. Remember the technique we practiced. I want you to slow your breathing down. Really use your lung capacity along with your diaphragm. Fill them right up. That's it. Slowly in to the count of five. And hold it. Hold it. And slowly let it out. To the count of five. And again, keep going, slow it right down. We want you nice and relaxed now. Clear your mind of everything that's happened today. I need you to just focus completely on the sound of my voice. Trust me to guide you now. You know that this is a totally safe place to be yourself. Now, I want you to call to mind one of those thoughts that you hinted at before. You don't have to describe it to me right now. No, it's okay. Just keep your eyes closed. Just relax. You're bound to feel a little awkward at first. But this is really something that we should work through. No, I'm not going to hypnotize you today. Everything that you do right now will be of your own free will. Are you thinking about it? You don't have to speak, just nod. Okay, good. I can see that you're blushing and that you're uncomfortable. But don't shy away from it. Hold the thought. Hold it in your mind. Really zero in on it. Let it play out in your mind's eye. Remember that only you can see it and no one else can look at it or judge it. Ask yourself, is it really that shameful? Why shouldn't you think that or be excited by that? You're a grown man with needs and desires. Your sexuality has emerged and developed over the course of your life, but you're fighting it and you're keeping it tightly bound. And I am telling you right now that you don't have to. You don't have to anymore. It's not wrong. And it's perfectly natural to want. Your fantasies are yours, and you are free to explore them however you wish. No, don't stop your hand. Let it go where it wants to go. You don't have to feel any shame here. Keep your eyes closed and let your mind wander. I can see your whole body starting to relax, to give in to it, to move with it, and that is absolutely fine. Let go and let it take over. Now, keep that hand where it is, but bring the other up to your shirt. I want you to get a little more comfortable. Undo those buttons. Keep your eyes closed. You trust me, don't you? You want to be free of all that guilt, yes? Then be free. Take off your shirt. Let the air touch your skin. Feel the goosebumps rise across it. You know that feels good, don't you? That's it. Lie back. Feel the cool leather against your back. Feel its smoothness against your skin. You are a handsome, desirable man. You have a right to sexual satisfaction. You don't need to doubt that anymore. I can see that your hand isn't quite happy there, resting on your fly. Don't you think it would feel better without those jeans? Pull them down. Ah, much less hesitation this time. Excellent. Ah, yes. I can see how much you enjoy praise. Go on, kick them off, let them fall. You are completely free. Don't worry about looking improper. You're not on stage. You can open those legs as wide as you like. Let your hands run wild. Your body is yours to touch. Don't be afraid of it. Enjoy your nakedness. It's liberating, isn't it? That's right. Now, describe to me what you're picturing. Keep stroking yourself and tell me, what does your body want? What does it need? Yes. Yes. Tasting a woman? Don't stop. Tell me more. I can see you're enjoying this. Use the words that come naturally. You don't have to be polite here. You can say pussy. Go on, say it. You won't be punished. That's it, sweetie. I'm very proud of you. You've come so far. Continue. You've held this in for such a long time. Doesn't it feel so good to let it out? To finally admit how badly you want it? You've been so afraid to ask for it, but it's actually quite common. Many men enjoy being guided, being taken, and being treated like a good boy. Oh, you like that, don't you? You want so badly for someone to call you that. Tell me you want it. Say it. Louder. No more holding back. That's it. Such a good boy for me. Yes, you like being a good boy. You want to be a good, sweet boy for me, don't you? Do you want to taste me? Lay back there. Let me get on my knees over you. Oh, that's right. Let me get these down. Open your mouth, hon. Oh, you love being told what to do, my good boy. I want you to take your mouth and your tongue, and I want you to suck my clit, sweetie. No more big, scary man now. That's right, just like that. Oh, God. Oh, use your tongue. You're my good cunt-licking boy, and you love it. Oh, God. Don't be afraid to use your hands, honey. My tits love attention, too. Oh, God. Oh. Tug on my nipples. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, stroke that cock for me. Oh, God, look at you, lapping me up, so greedy for my juices, so hungry for so long, and now, oh, God, yes, yes, oh, God, when you use your tongue. That's it. Just like that. I want you to come with me, baby. Come with me. Come with me. That's right. What a good boy. Yes. It looks like we're about out of time now. You'd best get dressed. And make sure you wipe your mouth. Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh. Get it all put together. That was some good work today. We can definitely build on that next week. And remember, keep working on your goals now.